Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Now, what's the status of the Mueller probe, and will the likely incoming AG, William Barr, clean up the corruption in the DOJ? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF, retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SecDef and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years of active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military analyst on TV and national radio, and including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom. It's so great to have you with us again.
Great to be with you, Audrey. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're at Happy New Year also, and that's for my listeners as well.
And the same.
Thanks. Well, we're going to jump right in here. You've been following the Russian hoax inquiry. Would you give us the status of the Mueller investigation?
Well, I think the two interesting things that have come out are, number one is the BuzzFeed article that was released on leak, and then the Mueller team discounted it and said it was not factual. And of course, the mainstream media, which had used it as the impeachment tool, and this was Cohen saying that President Trump had told him to lie about his dealings with the Russians and building a new Trump Tower, et cetera,
right,
when he went to the Hill. So this was discounted, which was stunning, because it's the first time the Mueller team has told the American public that all this false narrative and false news coming out was incorrect. And so that in itself was stunning. The next thing that came out was Bruce Ohr. It was leaked that Bruce Ohr, the number four man in justice, confirmed that the Russian dossier was compiled by a spy hired by the Clinton campaign when this information was presented to the FBI. Yet the FBI used it as the keystone, the linchpin, if you will, of the information that they put in the FISA warrants. And yet they knew it was just pure source material, was not confirmed. So those two things, I think, are extremely important for your listeners to be aware of, and it's extremely important that this be covered, because, Audrey, the mainstream media is not covering any of this.
Yeah.
And so they're hoping that it will die and go away about what transpired under the Obama administration and the false Russian narrative.
Yeah, well, how could the mainstream media ever expect to be taken seriously when this is so blatant, this information coming out, and the source of it as well, you know, because of him and his wife, Nellie, how they were involved, especially her, how she was involved with it with GPS. You wonder how they could ever expect to be taken seriously that they're ignoring this. Do you agree?
Well, yes, but by asking that question, it tells me that they are complicit in the Russian dossier, the false narrative. It tells me that members of Congress, Adam Schiff, for instance, who says he's still going to look at it about Cohen, telling the president telling Cohen to lie, he's still going to look at it despite Mueller's telling them that it was false. So it tells us in the American public that the mainstream media and key Democratic members in the House and in the Senate are complicit in this cover-up and in this desire to have President Trump impeached, which is a soft coup d'etat. This is not a third world nation. yet they're using third world politics to try to make this happen. So you've got a complicit mainstream media, and that's why it's so important, Audrey, that your listeners listen to you and the information you bring to them so they know what the truth is. Otherwise, we could have a situation that will be the greatest travesty in our nation's history, and when an administration can show that they can, even though they lost, they can still win by getting the president impeached through a false narrative that their own government, through corruption, was able to create the false narrative. That's why it's so critical what you're doing and continuing to look into these things.
Thank you. Tom, so far the Mueller investigation, for the listeners, has cost taxpayers $25 million. And this, of course, is according to documents released by the Department of Justice. Now, if Mueller was actually looking for the truth, why haven't they investigated the DNC or the Hillary campaign? Because you remember, they would not give over their computers, their servers, to the FBI when they asked for it, when they claimed that the servers had been hacked. And of course the FBI weren't giving it over. The FBI didn't even try to access them, and they're not even being considered. So how could they actually be looking for the truth here?
Well, that's the danger we're facing. It's so obvious, and when you pointed out that the DNC would not turn over their computers like the Republican National Committee did, and it's this issue that the Russians hacked the DNC computers, gave the information to WikiLeaks. Well, the fact is, the person who really did it was an employee of the DNC named Seth Rich, who was murdered in July, and they've never investigated his murder. And so... And that the reason they haven't, and there's been a great cover-up on it, money, et cetera, without getting into too many specifics, but the Justice Department has not looked at it and questioned the D.C. Police Department about this case and what they've done. So it's all these things that are being covered up by very prominent Democrats and with a great deal of money, the George Soros and other people, that are trying to cover these issues up. But because we have Peter Strzok and leaders Lisa Page's text messages that spell it out as clear as can be, and now this week we got Bruce Orr, someone leaked it from the House probably, that confirmed that he told the FBI when he gave him the Russian dossier that it was compiled by a spy hired by the Clinton campaign. And that spy was Christopher Steele,
yeah,
who was the author of the dossier. So we know members of Congress, both parties, are aware of this. We know that the Mueller special counsel must be aware of this. Yet, what is he doing? What is Mueller doing about looking at all the evidence that points to the collusion was by the Democrats? By the Democrats' party, as well as by the administration, the Obama administration. That's where the collusion was.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all we have to do is look back in what Hillary had done, even as Secretary of State. But to me, it's stunning that if Bruce Orr did indeed, he was actually honest with the FBI and told them this, why this hasn't come, why again... Why have they not called in anyone from the Hillary campaign or the DNC? This is, it's so blatant, isn't it?
It is. And it doesn't pass the sniff test, does it?
No.
Audrey.
No.
The fact is, if you and I can figure this out, why hasn't such a skilled person as Bob Mueller figured it out and gone and know that what he's looking at is all tactical deception? It's a false dossier, and it's a false narrative. And we have never seen, in the history of this republic, we have never seen so many top Department of Justice and FBI people fired or resigned under a cloud and during the Obama administration. It has never happened. And yet he's looking in the wrong direction. Now, that's why I think the Bill Barr's appointment as the new attorney general will be the tipping point. The jury is still out, Audrey. Don't misunderstand me.
Yeah.
Because we've seen like Christopher Wray go in there in the FBI, yet he hasn't cleaned the FBI out.
No.
We see certain things that have happened, but and people are floating articles about Barr being a former CIA guy. He started out in his early years in the CIA, et cetera, et cetera. And they're worried about him, and they have every reason to be concerned. But to me, now this is the way I'm looking at it, and after listening to Joe DeGeneva about it, who knows these people, Barr knows what goes on in the CIA, what they should be doing, what they should not be doing. Barr knows, of course, having been the former attorney general under Bush 41, knows how to run the DOJ and what they should be doing and what they should not be doing. So it'll become very evident very quickly once he takes over the direction. Now, we know that Rod Rosenstein is leaving after he takes over. That is a good sign, Audrey.
Right.
That means Rod Rosenstein is concerned about what he has done, and he is leaving pronto. So that's a positive sign. Mueller's team announcing this Saturday about the Cohen issue being incorrect is another indication that, according to Joe, that if he didn't do this, because people were stunned, I think you and I both would say we were stunned when that came out Saturday,
yeah,
in the Mueller investigation, saying it was incorrect. This is the first time they've done it. We were stunned when that came out. But despite Mueller and Barr being extremely close friends, and their wives are very close, Mueller went dirty on us. The fact is, we'll know very quickly if Barr is the right tipping point, if he's the right person, if in fact he will save this nation. Because your listeners must understand, the mainstream media is not giving them the facts. Audrey Russo is. Listen to Audrey Russo and get the facts. The facts are that this nation is at the most dangerous tipping point, in my opinion, and goes back to the Civil War, and what Abraham Lincoln had to overcome with the deep state in those days, some supporting the South, some not. And we are at that kind of a tipping point. If we do not clean this up, if those people are not forced to go in front of a grand jury, if the facts are not laid out, then this nation will lose the future independence that we have. It will be a corrupt third world nation, and that's what Barr is going to have to clean up. And those are the cards that President Trump has been dealt. Every day, the mainstream media is trying to bring up something else for impeachment. Every day, they're trying to create a narrative such that the American people believe this stuff,
yeah,
because they're not getting it from any other sources except Audrey Russo and those kind of people that are willing to have transparency, willing to have people to tell what the facts are. That's why what you're doing today and you do every day is so critical to the safety of this nation and the future of this nation.
Well, those are very kind words, Tom, but look, the fact that this fraud was perpetrated upon the American people, and of course I'm talking about the Obama administration and Hillary, excuse me, the left, has continued as long as it has. Wasn't that the responsibility of the now former AG Sessions?
Yes.
I mean, he's a disgrace, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
They must have had something on him.
Yes.
Because he didn't get it. He could have cleaned it up. Now we're going to see, and it'll be very evident very quickly, Audrey, if Bill Barr is a clean cop, a good cop,
yeah,
and if he goes after the facts as they are, not what his friendships are, et cetera, if he goes after the facts, and it immediately turns into where the real problem is, then we'll know. If he doesn't, and if he does what Sessions does, and he lets his DOJ people say, well, you wrote an op-ed or a paper, and you have to excuse yourself, please,
yeah,
please. And but he was candid when he testified, and that's why you're seeing the Democrats now coming out against him. That's a good sign, Audrey. When the Democrats are coming out who are complicit in this cover-up, that is a good sign. So when the final vote, he'll get out of committee. I hope it's better than the party line, but we'll see. We'll see. And as we watch the Democratic votes, because he is going to be confirmed. That's my opinion. Yes. I'm not an expert in that area. And so we'll start seeing it. But watch the Democratic votes. Watch your New York State Senator Schumer. He's already said he's not going to vote for him. Watch these things.
Yeah.
Because that's going to tell whether those members, those senators, how they vote, whether they are part of the corruption and they're complicit in it, or whether they are giving an honest man a fair chance. He is the most qualified attorney general that we have ever had appointed. And so this, and we need him. If he goes dirty on us like Sessions did,
yeah.
I'm afraid Ray has gone on us because he hadn't cleaned the FBI out. If those things happen, then this nation will know very quickly, Audrey.
Yeah.
We'll know very quickly once he's confirmed.
Yeah, you're correct. We will know quickly because I have this concern about listening to him, that he said he will not interfere with the Mueller investigation, but will he insist Hillary and her campaign also be investigated? Because if he doesn't think it's a witch hunt, then he must insist that the Hillary campaign be included in that investigation. Otherwise, then we have another Sessions or maybe worse. Do you agree?
That's correct. Yes. If he doesn't look at the Clinton Foundation, if he doesn't look at Uranium One, if he doesn't look at the reopen the case between her emails, if he doesn't look at all those things, and now the cover-up that's gone on since then, what Clapper did, what John Brennan did, what Susan Rice did, if he doesn't look at all those things, and if he doesn't challenge Mueller's investigation as the facts are presented to him, because Mueller reports to him.
Right.
And so he'll start telling them. If he doesn't ask these questions and have an answer from Mueller, why Mueller has not looked at these things, then we are going to know. And we're going to know in the next 3 to 6 months. It's going to be very clear. And I think another indication, though, as I mentioned, is with Rod Rosenstein announcing his departure as the deputy attorney general once Barr was nominated. That is a sign. In my opinion, that is a sign. The second sign came Saturday night when the Mueller investigation announced that the Cohen allegations that are being leaked, that the president suborned perjury, all of a sudden disappeared. Those are two good signs. They're dots. They're early dots, Audrey, but your listeners must understand they are good indications. But we'll know very quickly about the other points that you're bringing up, which are valid. If we do not look at those things, if we ignore them, then the Republic is in danger of surviving. Because the Republicans could do just what the Democrats did.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen in every election, that there's going to be fake news we're going to create and have investigations, FISA warrants out, so you can hear what's going on in each other's campaign? I don't think we want that in this nation.
Yeah. And I think something else you brought up, too, is extremely critical for Barr to do is to clean up the DOJ. Because right now, the American people don't trust the FBI or the CIA. They don't trust the Department of Justice because of the corruption, because of the deep state there. Do you think this man has the integrity to clean up the department?
Yes, I do, but I'm not. But as I said, the jury is still out. Mm. We will see. I will give you in future interviews the checkpoints of if he is doing it, because you're going to see certain people go. You're going to see certain things happen. Things are going to change all around. And as I say, this nomination could be another huge bust like Sessions was, or I believe it's going to be the turning point, and history will say that Bill Barr came in and saved the union. He saved it because there's enough corruptness going, and with the now Democratic House, who is, we've never seen anything like that, the corruption we've got.
Yeah.
And I say that because Adam Schiff says, despite what Mueller investigation said Saturday night, he is still going to have the Intelligence Committee in the House look at Cohen's statements and bring Cohen in. So you can see that Adam Schiff is part of the corruption and the complicity. Mm-hmm. He knows what the real facts are, and he is going to misuse his committee. As a matter of fact, there's a committee in the House that's on terrorism and that they're going to change and use it for investigating the Trump administration.
Hmm.
They're changing the whole focus, losing the focus. So this is the corruption that we're facing. We have never seen anything like this, Audrey. Your listeners must understand this. I'm not anyone crying in the woods. I'm just saying these are the facts when you see them. And as I said earlier on your show, on another day, I blame the president for not declassifying the FISA warrants.
Yes.
Which would clearly show, and the other things, which would clearly show the corruption. The corruption was not only in the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the DNI, and in the National Security Council. The corruption also appears to be in the judges. Why haven't the judges come up online? Now, who's in charge of these FISA warrant judges?
Right.
Chief Justice Roberts.
Oh,
why
my
has the
gosh.
Chief Justice not come up on the line?
Think about that question.
Think about it.
Yeah, he is... to say he's a disappointment because he's not who he pretend, because you remember what happened with Obamacare the night before.
Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah, so they, you know, it's just the Clintons behind the scene all the time. See, the concern, I think, with a lot of listeners and myself included, is that we will never see Hillary in an orange jumpsuit behind bars. Do you think we ever will?
You know, that's something that that they're going to say, could the nation handle this? Let me say this, if she isn't, then the nation will not survive. If she doesn't at least go to a grand jury,
yeah,
for all the things that she was involved with, if she doesn't do that, or not her, but if the government does not put her in front of a grand jury, then this nation will not make it. Yeah. As distasteful as it is,
yeah,
we must have transparency, Audrey. And no one wants a former first lady. No one wants a former secretary of state in jail. But the fact is, she must at least have her violations go in front of a grand jury. If we don't see that, and if Barr doesn't do that, then I think we're in great trouble.
Yeah.
And so we are coming to a tipping point.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely. And I think one of the first things that has to be investigated is the Clinton Foundation, because they robbed billions of dollars. And that has never, in its over 10 years, that it has never been fully audited. You tell me what nonprofit in this country hasn't had a full audit at least once in more than 10 years? That, if that's not corruption, I don't know what is.
And once you start pulling that string, you go into Uranium One. 20% of our uranium sold to the Russians.
To the Russians.
That's treasonous. That is just like Benedict Arnold trying to give West Point away during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, exactly.
20% of our uranium.
And that got a pass. That got a pass in the media. That got a pass.
Exactly. And who brought the samples? Mueller brought the samples to Russia.
Wow.
When he was the director of the FBI.
Wow.
So once you start pulling on this string, you've got to let it go to fruition. You have got, Lady Justice has got to be equal.
Well, there it is. In this country, it's supposed to be equal under the law. I'll tell you, the Clintons have done such damage to this country. They really have.
They have. But Obama had 8 years where he could have cleaned all this up. Yet
he's part of
complicit
it.
Yeah. He was briefed. I think everybody knows now that part of his daily briefings were those FISA warrants and the, quote, collusion by the Trump administration, their own false narrative that they had created. They had to brief it in his daily intel briefings from the CIA and the DNI. So he was aware of it.
Yeah.
And so he had to be complicit in it. He was aware of her emails. He used a pseudonym as his name when he would send her on that rogue server emails.
Yeah.
He was her direct supervisor. He is the one that should have shut that down immediately. Now, that's why this is not going to look good. But it's too well known, Audrey.
Yeah.
The American people, there's too much information because of people like Audrey Russo that tell it like it is and get transparency. Before, we didn't have this capability. And now the public is getting aware of it. And they themselves have got to make their decision. Despite their political leanings in that, they have got to say, I cannot have a corrupt Democrat. I cannot have a corrupt Republican.
Right.
And they're corrupt on both sides, by the way.
They are, yeah.
As we've seen with what Sessions did. And, of course, Comey was, quote, a Republican. Well,
yeah, right.
I mean, he has completely discredited himself. And will we see him in an orange jumpsuit? The fact is,
yeah,
he must go in front of a court, a grand jury, and all these facts must be laid out. Now, what's going to happen is, once they start it, then you're going to have songbirds. To protect themselves, they're going to say, yes, I knew this was going on, et cetera, et cetera. It's going to reach into places that people are not going to like. And that's when it's going to be interesting to see what does transpire. Will the American people get the transparency that they deserve? But we have never seen anything like this in our history, Audrey. We cannot accept this as American citizens. This republic will fail if we do.
You're absolutely correct. And at the same time, to make this a banana republic, they continue to push for open borders. And they won't, of course, they're vacationing while we're waiting for our country, our sovereignty to be protected by a wall. So, we're not seeing that. So we can see overall what they're trying to do, can't we?
It's obvious. It's purely open borders, flood the scene, have all these people voting for Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's exactly right.
If you have a driver's license, it's all you need to go vote.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to do.
And they give them driver's licenses in California.
And they give them.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's in complete insanity. It's the most un-American thing I have ever seen. And it's blatant because they have the media backing them up, you know. But there's still more of us than there are of them. So be encouraged, listeners. Tom, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and the work of CCNS?
I don't do social media, Audrey, and so I do everything through CCNS, Citizens Commission on National Security, and they can follow me because my speeches and this type thing I send to CCNS, so they can do it. But it's my greatest following is when I'm on your show.
Well, that's very gracious, and we're so glad that you come on the show as well, Tom. And as always, I will have links so you can follow his work at CCNS on my live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find the links that Tom has just shared. Thanks so much again, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
I will. Absolutely, Audrey.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.